following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator. Just $698. Plus, you'll save even more with free delivery and haul away that's really free. So it's really easy to keep your food fresh and your budget intact. We're lowering the cost of out with the old with a brand new Maytag side-by-side refrigerator for just $698. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm here today with Ray and Honey Smith.
Hello.
Looks like you two lovebirds.
We dress alike.
Whoa, those matching pantsuits remind me of Geico and 21st Century Insurance. They're the same, too. Both offer the same great coverage, same no-hassle claim service. They're basically the same.
Like our matching fanny packs?
Yeah, and drivers who switch from Geico to 21st save an average of $474 a year.
Want to see our matching tank tops?
We're out of time, folks. For a free rate quote, visit us online at 21st.com. 21st Century Insurance. The same great coverage for less.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's a Friday edition. Glad you're along with us. Final Friday of February. That's a lot of F's. So, Daddy F you, good to see you on this Friday. How's it going?
Head right back at you, my friend.
We don't have any F's in the three words of the week today. We're giving away a combo meal, a Big Dally Deli combo meal, if you use the words bronzer, bologna, and Texas in an email and send it to us here. Those are our three words of the week. We've got a couple that we've saved and read on the air that we put off to the side that we'll choose from. But again, those three words, if you want to shoot us an email on anything, just make sure you include the words bologna, Texas, and bronzer. Guess which word was Daddy's. And we would love to have that. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Zach Mader of the Nebraska Thoroughbred Association is going to join us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Let's see, supposed to start fawner today. Yeah, 6'12". And also Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, is going to join us on the program today. Plus, Daddy, we now have a chance for you to make some selections on the program today, because we are down to the Sweet 16 in the Accenture Match Play. So, I mean, you don't have to pick all eight matches today, but maybe you got a couple. Maybe you want to pick a winner. Maybe we're down to that portion of the tournament where 16 players left. Maybe you can pick a winner. That's coming up on the show today. Basketball talk, football talk, it's all coming up.
Well, you mentioned the match play. Martin Keimer's the one. Two roundhouses knocking out a couple big names, and Lee Westwood and Phil Mickelson. He's the one been getting a dent.
Keimer's alive. He didn't play them. Keimer's the number one. But, only number one seed left, yes.
But people are going down. Tiger, of course, goes down the first day. Then Westwood and Mickelson follow.
What did Tiger do the first day?
He went down 19 holes.
Oh, okay. And that was weird because he fell behind early.
Then
he got the lead, and then
all the momentum.
Yeah, which he's used to. It still baffles me that it can go that quickly.
he even said after the match, well, I think it was his comment, said, The fairway was 200 yards wide, and I couldn't hit it. I mean, it's not like it was.
Hey, Tiger, it happens to the best of us, okay?
Wasn't like it was
a wide fairway. Sometimes we miss it.
But you know what? If you're at that level, you're number one seed in the world. Come on, Tiger. I mean, how can you struggle that much with your swing?
The problem is, though, most of the courses I play, if you miss it, you just get it over in the next fairway. So you're not hitting out of the Gunga. I've hit out of the Gunga, but that was some Gunga.
Yes.
But anyway, Martin Kaymer, you're right, is the number one seed that's left. Graham McDowell's the only number two seed that's left. And again, they've only played two matches. So you got one number one, one number two, and one number three, and one number four. I mean, there have been plenty of knockouts in this tournament already. A couple of the high seeds, Matteo Montecero, the young man from Italy. What is he, still 17, maybe turned 18? He's still in there. Yi Yang is still in there. Jason Day and Ryan Moore, all double-digit seeds that are still in there.
You expect that in this match play, some of those guys that to come through. And it's not like a basketball tournament where the top seeds are big, heavy favorites in this. I think you get a lot of battles in this one where you've got the 12-5 matchup. If you had them up on the board in Vegas, a lot of people would be 115 to plus 105. I mean, they're that close in golf. And you look at their average scoring rounds on the year, they'd be separated minuscule, very, very tiny margins in this. So no big surprise what's going on. And some of these top players, obviously, when Tiger goes down, yeah, it's a big deal because he's had such success in this event and done so many good things in this event. But looking to get back on top, it's one of those things that he's struggled with. And apparently, it took him 2 years, he said, with Hank Haney and his other coach. Now he's with a new coach. We'll see how long it takes him. You think Tiger's ever going to come back and be the golfer and have the stranglehold on the majors like he once did, Doug? Will he make another run? Will he make a run where he's the guy that's the lead story on SportsCenter for 3 weeks at a time?
In contention every time? I think so. Winning all the time? No. That might have been the case even if he wasn't around. He had all those problems for a year and off the tour during that time.
I think it's just good for golf when he's got when people are, whether you like Tiger, whether you hate Tiger, whether you don't, you know, want to watch the guy anymore because of what he did, whatever. I think it's good for the game of golf, and everybody needs him out there for the purse money and to get these guys going again.
Who's going to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Boy, is
Toy Story 3?
Yeah, see, I don't even know. This Hall Pass movie's got to have some great actors in it starting tonight.
Oh, man.
Combine starts today. I think Alex Henry's kicking some balls in Indianapolis.
Great. Be a nerd. Watch the NFL Network. Great. Go do it. So much going on this weekend, folks. If you're sitting in front of a TV watching the NFL Network, well, then go see Kevorkian because it's over for you. I mean, there's just no reason. You got horse racing. You've got boxing. You've got girls and boys basketball. You've got UNK track at home for the RMAX. You've got UNK basketball at home. There is way too much to be going on. Tri-City Storm hockey both nights are at home Friday and Saturday. Indoor scrimmage in Grand Island for the Nebraska Danger tonight. Don't say there's nothing going on, folks. There is a ton of stuff going on, and I know the weather isn't perfect, but hopefully we just don't get a whole lot. It's supposed to just be a dusting today in the Tri-City area. Boy, they must have got thumped south of here. Not way south of here, just a little south of here when they're letting school out a foot south of Hastings, 10 inches around the Hastings area. Man, not quite two, maybe two now after the overnight here in Kearney, but that's about it. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to join us on the show today. 888-455-3776. Or you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox anytime and use those three words, Texas, Bronzer, and Baloney. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Did check the weather for Nebraska baseball. They're playing in Huntsville, Texas versus Northern Colorado. It was 42 degrees there this morning. So you're thinking, why did they go to Texas? Well, at noon, it's supposed to be 65, warm up into the 70s. And then the next couple of days, 73, 78. So there will be Nebraska baseball played. The bad news for Nebraska once again this weekend, Logan Ehlers not with the team. our friend Kurt McKeever saying earlier this morning that no news has been heard, and then pointed out a situation at Wichita State. Same thing happening. One of their players, a freshman kid, the NCAA did rule on him. He's going to miss half the games this season for the Shockers. I don't get it.
I just, of all the frivolous lawsuits that are out there, Logan Ehlers, I mean, once the decision comes down, go after the NCAA. This is crap. Make the decision. Again, Cam Newton played. How hard can this decision be? Chris and Carney says, Tiger will never be the same unless he hangs out with Charlie Sheen and drinks some chocolate milk. You have to be crushed. 2.5 men is done for the season.
Charlie. That is devastating news.
I'm going to take my ball and go home.
When you're getting paid that kind of money.
Yeah, but this sounds like it's the producer and the writer of the show.
Wow.
That pulled the plug. And, of course, because Charlie Sheen went off on some radio show and made fun of him. So whatever the case may be. Get back to the world of sports. The pairings and sites for some of the boys' district basketball championships in classes C and D are out. So let's let you know where those are going to be. Now, again, some of the weather affected games last night in the south and in the east. Most of them are going to be played tonight. There's a couple that will be played on Saturday because two reasons. Either A, whoever was supposed to play last night, that school's girls team's playing tonight, or B, the site is already being used. Some of these schools weren't expecting to have to postpone any games, so they can't do it today because they're hosting another game.
Such as our friend Terry Warner at Elmwood Murdoch, correct?
That's one of those that will be played tomorrow at 4, which is a battle of top 10 teams in C2. So here's what we've got in C1. Your battles, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Centennial at York. It'll be Minden and Ainsworth at Broken Bow. These are 7 o'clock tip-offs. In Class C2, Sutton to take on the yet-to-be-determined deponent in either Southern or Wilbur Claytonia, so they haven't picked a site yet. How are you going to do that? I mean, you kind of got to have that decided, don't you? I mean, they're in a bad situation. They don't go to school tomorrow, and you got to play Monday. So, hey, if Southern wins, we're going here. If Wilbur wins, we're going here. Or we're going here regardless. What's the tough decision here? Anyway, and I'm not picking on Sutton because that's the way it is with all these schools. Elsewhere in C2, Ravenna and West Holt will play at Burwell on a Monday night. Now, all the C's are Monday. All the D's are Tuesday. That includes, the Osceola Osceolians. But we don't know. We don't know who they're playing yet, and we don't know where they're playing. So, let's see if we can get Chet sent to that game for updates. Either Ponte City or Bruning Davenport Shickley. That's going to be a good district final. Also, Axtell and Overton going to play at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And in D2, Pleasanton and Sargent going to play at Loup City. Mullen and Hay Springs, because I know we have some Mullen fans out there, they're going to go to Valentine. Play that basketball game. Also, Class A district boys get underway tomorrow. Finish up either Monday or Tuesday. We will have the Kearney High North Platte game tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. Got a great basketball triple header for you here tomorrow on ESPN Radio. Starts with a Big 12 matchup, Kansas State and Missouri, followed by the game of the day, BYU and San Diego State, and then tomorrow night, number 1 Duke takes on Virginia Tech. Kansas State, Missouri at 11, BYU, San Diego State right after that at 1. Tomorrow night, Duke, Virginia Tech at 8 o'clock. Girls district basketball is tonight, and we've got 4 games on our network of stations, and here's where we will be. Here on ESPN Radio, you'll be able to hear Amherst and Kennesaw at Gibbon on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia plays Columbus Scotus at York. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sutton and Friend play at Hastings High. And Ravenna and Crofton will play at Columbus Lakeview, and that game will be on Classic Hits 98.9. I'm going to Columbus. Mike Will is going to be at Hastings High. That's west of both Sutton and Friend, right?
Yes, it is.
How the hell did that happen? All the games tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. Also, Centura and O'Neill play at St. Paul. Southern Valley and Gordon Rushville will play at Sutherland. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Ansley will be playing at Kearney Catholic. State High School Swimming Championships, prelims today, diving yesterday. Congratulations to Kearney High's Carly Hilburn. She finished sixth in the diving competition. On the boys' side, 10th place for Matt Kreitzer from Kearney High.
Doug, you mentioned our friends in Mullen playing Hayes Springs. That would be a Larsless Hayes Springs if they head to the state tournament. Now I think they're relying on the Coon boys, still doing very, very well. One of them having over 40 points in a game and looking to get back to the state tournament.
Lars not playing basketball anymore either.
Not?
No. No, he's not.
That's too bad.
Well, I can tell you're sad. We're going to have to cheer you up again today. It's Crane game time.
That's right.
Come, you know what? It's not just the Crane game. They got the car racing game in there. I've seen a couple guys trying to sneak in there while you're playing the Crane game, thinking nobody will give them.
They got that Crane game where they picked up the candy for the kids. Don't try it out, folks. Do the real Crane game. The kid's a stuffed animal. Yeah, that's what they're wanting. Godfather's Pizza. It's located in the Archway Plaza right next to Eileen's Cookies. Dine in, carry out, delivery. They've got it for you. Call them, 308-234-9444. They're waiting for you. Great specials day and night await you, like family night Fridays. Jumbo pie and 2 liter. Breadsticks and monkey bread. They're throwing that in. It's free. Kids sit down Saturday. Kids 10 and below. They eat free. No. This is what a great at night, free breadsticks with a large specialty pizza. Every day they've got great food. They've got drink specials, plus the buffet. The buffet comes with salad bar. They're not just throwing out, oh, look, it's a hamburger pizza. That's fun. No, they got humble pie. They got taco pizza. They got all specialty pizzas out there on that buffet, along with chicken wings, along with pastas. They've got it all, along with salad bar. Don't forget that, all included. Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, Archway Plaza, right next to Eileen's Cookies.
I want to get to this email before we go to a break, and then Zach Mader is going to join us to talk a little horse racing. Scott Steinbrick, Kearney High Basketball Districts, and Daddy's Selections for the week. Listening online in Omaha today, I see Justin has a really busy day going there. He goes, enough with the People Magazine talk here, fellas. Okay, we got away from it, Justin. He wants our opinion again on how bad the Huskers looked Wednesday. They have a zero chance to make the tournament and probably won't even win a game the rest of the year in the Big 12. Your thoughts? Justin, a little overboard there. Nebraska did not play their best game on Wednesday. We hashed it out yesterday. They did not play their best game Wednesday. There's no doubt about it, but it wasn't atrocious either. It was exactly as I predicted, as a matter of fact, and I can't wait for lunch today. But to go to the next level on this, I will surprise Tony right here and say Nebraska will win tomorrow at Iowa State. The Huskers will get that win, and they still have a chance to make the tournament, but you hate to put it in the hands of needing to win every game left. And I'm not saying win the Big 12 tournament. They have to win the final three games, and they have to win probably two games in the tournament. And now that Nebraska probably doesn't have a chance, I wouldn't think they have a chance at being the four seed, which I think is a good thing. Heard Lee Barfneck say the same thing earlier this week. It would be much better to be the 5 seed, get that extra game against the 12th seed, probably Iowa State, beat them, then win the next game, and then you would be in. But they got to win their next 5 to be in the tournament, I believe. I don't see any scenario where they could win 3 or 4 and not get in the tournament.
Okay, Justin, I'm just going by what Doc said after the game. You know, Doc supposedly got a phone call. Not supposedly, he did. He confirmed it by Bill Self on Monday or Tuesday heading into that game, saying, Doc, this is a much different K-State team. Doc saying it was one of the best basketball games of the year. He thought they played very, very well. They battled head for head. You know, this is a one-point game with a minute left. You know, to say they played atrocious.
Well, he didn't.
Apparently,
he didn't say they played atrocious.
Well, apparently, he didn't think they played very well. I think. Apparently, you weren't watching the same game everybody else was.
Again, I think the bottom line, Daddy, is they lost. That's the bottom line. And
lost to a pretty damn good basketball team. It was preseason top five in the nation.
It's going
to the NCAA tournament.
But they're not top five now.
No, they're not top five now.
I think we're going to find out that K-State is going to finish the deal here and get in the tournament. I'm not disagreeing with you there.
I think K-State can make a run to the Sweet 16 or further. I say that right now on...
No, I don't disagree with you one bit. I think by the time this is all done, they're going to be an upper seed. An 8 or above. I think maybe you're looking at a 5, maybe a 6 for K-State. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back talking a little horse racing after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Saturday, it's a rematch of Mountain West top 10 teams when BYU travels to California to take on San Diego State. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horwitz of Westwood One. Join Kevin Kugler, Bill Frieder, and me at Viejas Arena for all the action. Can Jimmer Fredette and the Cougars complete the season sweep of the Aztecs, or will San Diego State revenge its only loss of the season? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Saturday afternoon at 1:45 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We're going to combine the pass.
Henry, he's there. He makes a catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig. And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter, get off.
Now the safe part.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admissions, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a chance for snow in our forecast today as an area of low pressure moves in from the west. Could see around an inch of accumulation possible with highs near 20. And we could pick up another 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight with a low of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sam Denisty. Right now, 9 above.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9, my head's in the sky. I'm solo.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on this Friday. Well, you don't slide around as much, and you don't get in as many accidents when you can handle a big old truck. And folks, what'd they report? 30 just in Kearney yesterday? Fender benders. I know it was slick. Heck, I slid a little bit too yesterday. But being the excellent driver that I am, I avoided any contact with anybody else. Folks, it is Ram Truck Month at your Midway Auto Group. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Now, more than ever, is the time to park a new 2011 Dodge Ram in your front yard. Not only are the deals dynamite, but when you buy now, you get a no-charge Hemi. No sense in settling for second best when you get the big daddy of them all at the little boy price. Check it out today, folks. Midway.com. Click on the Ram Truck Month button for more information, and be sure to check your mailbox for super incentives as well. Ram Truck Month. It's strength in numbers. Head to Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney for Truck Month. Midway, a better way. Always online at thinkmidway.com.
Well, it's that time of year. We got to talk horse racing, Doug, and why not get it started with a member of the Nebraska Thoroughbred Breeders Association. He's the president of that. He's on the board at Fauna Park. Zach Mader joins us. Zach, how are you this morning?
Good. How about yourselves?
Well, we're doing good. It must be opening day at Fauna. All you got to do is look out the window. How's it looking today?
Cold. Extremely cold.
Zach, let's start off here by saying, would it help Nebraska racing? I know all these tracks have got their set time of the year that they're involved in, whatever circuit they're involved with, whether you're in California, whether you're in Louisiana, whether you're in Florida, wherever you are. Is there any other time of the year that would benefit Nebraska racing? Is there any other time of the year that Fauna Park could move to benefit it?
Well, I mean, I guess that's all open for debate. We'll see what happens within the next year or two with, Lincoln being up in the air, Columbus being a little on shaky ground. It's kind of a niche market around here this time of year. We don't have much other competition around the country outside of a couple of, very large tracks. So I think that's a good thing for us. Back in the day, they said it was, because the farmers weren't in the fields yet. Well, as you and I both know, there's not that many farmers left.
Well, Zach, I think just kind of going on that next going on with that. I don't see that there's any time that you could move this. I mean, summertime is summertime. Fall is football, let's face it. And there's just no way that Fodder could survive, I wouldn't think, unless they could sell the football aspect of it. Despite the weather, I mean, if you can get through March, April and May always seem to be pretty good times over there.
Yeah, I would agree. Like I said, once it gets warm, there's too many other things going on. I think that's part of what racing's seen the last 20 years is all of a sudden, you know, lake life and golf has become a really big thing. And there's just so many more options now than there was 20 or 30 years ago. I actually think it's a really good fit for Grand Island. I know we missed some days. It's just part of racing here in Grand Island this time of year, but you got to start at some point in time. Once you run into Nebraska football, you know, starting the last week in August, first week in September, we can't compete with that.
Zach, you and your family have been involved in the Nebraska racing side of things for a long, long time, breeding Nebraska-bred horses, and you've got horses at other tracks around the country as well. What's the state of the breeding in Nebraska right now, and how many horses are there being put on tracks in Nebraska that are Nebraska-breds, quality Nebraska-breds?
Well, I mean, I'd say our numbers are down. According to the Jockey Club, our numbers aren't down like other places, although we have a lot smaller numbers in general. My relatively good guess is we're going to certify somewhere around 300 foals this year. And it's debatable how many of them actually make it to the racetrack, whether it be injury or, you know, there's a whole bunch of circumstances. There's stats out there that show that, you know, let's call it half of every live foal will make it to the racetrack, and another half of those will run multiple times. Another percentage of those will actually win a race, you know what I mean? So it really starts to get cut back.
So when you see all those maiden races out there, there's plenty of maidens out there.
I would say there is. I would say in the last year or two, though, we've started to see we have to run one Nebraska-bred race a day at every venue in Nebraska. That's part of the rules and regulations. And I would say, in general, those are our shorter fields. So I think there's some room for concern, there's some concern there.
Zach Bader joins us, president of the Nebraska Thoroughbred Association, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fodder Park opening today, despite the conditions that are going on out there. Zach, for the folks that don't know, you're still a pretty young guy, and I think a lot of people think of horse racing as not old man, but our dads, guys that are in their 50s, 60s. You see the trainers, you see the older jockeys at Fodder. Most of the people that don't get out from around here, they view Fodder as horse racing. What's it been like, and how many young guys are in the association? Are you going to be able to continue moving on, or are there younger people that are interested?
Oh, I think we will. I think the biggest thing is we need to find direction in the state. You know, what's going to happen without a racetrack in Lincoln? There's some things before the general committee right now that aren't that wild and aren't that lavish like some of the things that have been tried in the past. But to get a $20 or $30 million racetrack built in Lincoln is going to be next to impossible, in my opinion. This is personally speaking. So I don't know. We're going to have to see. We're going to have to kind of see where racing goes here in the state. I foresee a lot of things coming our way. But I don't foresee the same standard meets we're running right now, where we go from Grand Island to Lincoln to Columbus. I just don't think we can do that. I don't think we're going to be able to sustain that.
Zach, one thing that has been very, very positive for Nebraska racing is the meet that goes on at Horseman's Park. That's a fantastic venue. They put on one hell of a show. If you've never been there, it's a great opportunity for horse race fans, or for people to get introduced to horse racing and have a great time.
That is the truth. That's one place that every year I try and make a day or two or three to venture, possibly all 4 days. I mean, it's just they put on a really good show. They put on a good party. Everything's done really well. The racing is pretty good. Like I said, that has been a boon for Nebraska racing. Just the facility itself, even on a general day of simulcasting, is beautiful and has done up well.
Zach Bader joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk specifically about Fodder, Zach. What are your thoughts on the meet ahead and getting going this weekend?
Well, naturally, we got poor weather for opening weekend. Looks like after this, everything's, you know, we're kind of the tail end of winter, hopefully. I'm excited. I think everyone in the area is excited. You know, we're another week later this year. Typically, it's been Valentine's Day. Last year, they moved it back a week. Then this week, it got moved back, or this year, it got moved back another week. So I think everyone's ready here, and I would have been really surprised if they would have canceled today or tomorrow, because I just think there's a lot of people that are out there that are willing and are ready to put a product on the racetrack.
Hey, Zach, Big Daddy's coming over today. You have any handicapping tips for him?
Actually, you know, you guys have a huge following. My phone's been blowing up since you must have mentioned my name at like 11 o'clock. I've got people wanting picks from Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
The four horse in the second race.
I've went to picking numbers down there. I've got my brains beat in so bad.
Yeah, well, join the club.
Hey, Zach, Saturdays last year at Fauna Park were such a, I mean, obviously that's a dominant day of the racing at Fauna Park, and so many great things. There were sellouts in the clubhouse, sellouts in the skyline even last year, and the stands were full. People had a great time. Are they making efforts, and you're on the board over there, are they making efforts to do more promotional things on Fridays and Sundays to get the crowds up?
You know, I would say that you're correct about Saturdays, because Saturdays have been really, really good here. Fridays can tend to be good early in the year. It's just amazing the later that it gets into the season, the nicer the weather gets, how people start to do other things, and the racetrack is a second option for them. I look for big things again this year, bigger things. Sundays is always a tough sell. But you know, I don't know if it's viable for us to race on a Monday or a Tuesday either. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of questions out there and a lot of answers that are probably there, whether they've been addressed or not. I'm not for sure. Like I said, it's an interesting dynamic. 3 days of racing per week doesn't sound like a lot either. It's hard to make it, you know what I mean? I think the horsemen would agree with that, but I think it's better than the alternative at this point of doing away with it.
Tony, I got two words to enhance Sundays. Free beer.
Oh.
Open bar.
Yeah,
you know, like you spin the wheel. Maybe it will be free beer Sunday, maybe it won't be.
You know what, and I've got two words. I've got two words to make things work over there, too. Monty Hinkey. If you know that guy, there's never been a better looking, better luckier guy in the world than Monty Hinkey.
Well, maybe lucky. I don't know about the good looking part.
Oh, you know, we get all these emails too, and we just can't read them all on the air, Panther Dome. So, you know, you got some fans over here too, as well, Zach. last question, because we've talked about this with track announcer Steve Anderson before, and I think there's some political correctness that has to be approached here a little bit. And the Bosselmans have done such a great job sponsoring the largest race of the year. But in my opinion, and I think really in a lot of people's opinion, the race took a heck of a hit when it went from the $100,000 Gus Fauner Bosselman to the $75,000 Bosselman Gus Fauner. What can we do to, besides me and Daddy writing a $25,000 check, is nobody else interested, or what do we do to pop that race a little more?
You know, I don't know if I would necessarily agree with you or disagree with you on that comment. To be honest with you, I don't know the logistics of, you know, the actual purse structuring, how much of that is actually subsidized by an outside source, you know what I mean? I guess I'd have to get more information before I could answer that question accurately, because, you know, Fauner Park is still putting up a big portion of that money. And like I said, I don't know the actual logistics of it. And I would have to have clarification before I can answer that. I do think at $75,000, it's still a really nice race. I mean, it's something that brings people. It's a really fun Saturday at the races. I would agree though that the $100,000, there's just something in a person's mind. There's a big difference between $100,000 and $75,000.
Yeah, $25,000 worth of debt for me. So. Hey, Zach, we'll let you get back to the day. Enjoy the opening weekend, and I hope to see you at the races here in the near future.
All right, we will do that.
Take care. Zach Mader from the Nebraska Thoroughbred Association, president. He's on the Fauner Park Board opening day today. Post time, 2 o'clock. It's 1:30 on the weekends. And then, of course, they'll push back those Friday starts next month, and we'll keep you atoned of what's going on there. You got any picks?
Like you said, the four horse in the fourth race sounds good to me.
Oh, I've heard you suggest this before, but none of those horses ever end up over at Troutman's.
I mean, no.
They don't. You've had some conversations with those horses over there about where they should go,
yes.
But none of them are there. Only the best, only the finest quality steaks, seafood, and everything in between at Troutman's.
All the steaks age a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, plus always fresh out of the smokehouse. They come out daily. Mushroom Swiss brats. Kerry says they make your mouth sing. Italian brats as well. There's always a large selection. Fresh and smoked sausage. If you tried the fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's, you need to try it today. Always, there's custom cut. They'll do it whatever your specifications are. At Troutman's Quality Meats, service is friendly and personal. There's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase. Unlike those grocery store meat departments, Carrie's always there waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, folks, the bacon is to die for. Get it today. Have some this weekend. The kids are home. It's cold out. Fry them up some bacon for breakfast from Troutman's Quality Meats, a girl's best friend.
We'll be back to talk with Scott Steiner. I mean, we talked with Kevin Asher yesterday. They won. That's all I got to say. What a game they had last night. And the best thing is that both teams
Gavers is
in.
Pissed at us now.
Well, we'll talk to him before state. That way they can, you know, have a chance there. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Hole-in-One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Hole-in kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a chance for snow in our forecast today as an area of low pressure moves in from the west. Could see around an inch of accumulation possible with highs near 20. And we could pick up another 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight with a low of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sam Denisty. Right now, 9 above.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Sad note, Tony. Tommy Gunn's in trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the machine gun. Former heavyweight champion Tommy Morrison, you may know him as. Of course, you know him as Rocky Five's Tommy Gunn.
Steroid guy.
Yeah, faces a March court hearing in Kansas on drug charges. He was arrested last week on the Kansas Turnpike near Emporia after a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper allegedly found 8 grams of marijuana. Why'd you initially pull him over, cop? It doesn't say that in this story. But he faces one felony count of possession with a prior conviction and a misdemeanor charge of possession. He's only 42. Can you believe that? Reports Morrison was also convicted in 2000 and 2005 on marijuana possession charges. Yeah, that kid probably hurts a little bit. I can see him using the medicinal purposes there.
I would think. That street fight did.
Oh, well, he landed on that car.
Yep.
That hurt.
Chiropractor and a little weed.
Why not? Daddy, we go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Mark says, I get what you're saying, Daddy, about the Nebraska K-State basketball differences, but we still need that guy who we can go to at the end of a game, who we want the ball in his hands, just like Kansas State has with Pullman. We'll be 50-50 in those tight games until we find someone like that. Well, you're not going to get Pullman. That's a once in a four-year deal there where you get somebody that good unless you are a top-10 team in the country.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're just apparently scorers on that next level. Well, let's be honest. There's not that many of them. I mean, you take away the Jimmer from BYU. How good would they be? Take away one player. Take away Pullman from K-State. How good would they be? Well, they wouldn't have beat Nebraska the other night. Take away that one player. Now, you go to Kansas, you go to Duke. Perhaps, you know, you go to the Big East and you get Syracuse and Pittsburgh and, you know, some of those teams that maybe have two or three of those guys that can score. But a lot of these teams out there have that one guy. Yes, Nebraska's missing that one guy. We haven't had that one guy since we had the teams that were so very good, Jerron Boone and Piatkowski and Chubbuck and all those guys that kind of get it done collectively. But we had scorers on that team, guys that are in the NBA.
Well, you don't want to lose anybody at this time of the season, and hopefully everybody's injuries and illnesses are over with as we continue on with basketball districts. Tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9, the Kearney boys take on Millard West in the A7 semifinals at North Platte, which makes sense. Scott Steinbrick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Since there's too much snow on the ground to kick the soccer ball, he says, let's go to state basketball again. Morning, Coach.
Hi, guys. Appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the fact that you also know that is, you know, soccer season is drawing near here. But, yeah, not exactly good soccer weather out right now, so I think we'll stick with basketball for a little longer.
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 more wins, see how that goes.
That'd be ideal. Hopefully we're still playing here in another week or so.
Scott, before we get to your team, I'll ask you about the Nebraska deal. Is it that difficult when you watch college basketball to find somebody that can score?
Well, I heard the last part of your conversation there. You know, that's what everybody wants. They want that closer at the end of the game. They want a Jacob Pullman. You know, they want the Jimmer Fredette. They want those guys that, you know, when the shot clock's running down, when your offense isn't working, you can just give it to this guy and say, go make a play. I think the closest thing we have to that in Nebraska is Lance Jeter. I think if you took him off our team, you know, he's probably worth 5 or 6 wins for us. He does so many different things, but, you know, he's still not a guy at the level of a Jacob Pullman where, you know, he can just carry a team, you know, getting 25, 35 points when it matters most. And I think you're right. I think that's what kind of still separates us, you know, from some of those elite teams in the Big 12 and other conferences. It'd be nice if we could get one of those kids from Nebraska, you know, to get one of those guys. I heard you talking about our team in the mid to late 90s or early 90s. A lot of those kids were Nebraska kids or close to anyway, and that helped us. And we haven't had players like that necessarily in our own state the last several years.
Scott Steinbrick, the head boys basketball coach of Kearney High, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They've won 7 of their last 9 games heading into the district tournament. Coach, is this team playing its best ball of the year? It sure looks like it.
Yeah, I think there's no question. You know, outside of the loss at North Star, you know, we went up to Norfolk at the time. They were number 2 or 3 in the state, and we played really good, and we just got beat by a better team on that night. So that wasn't necessarily a bad loss for us. So in his last nine games, we've played pretty good in every game, probably with the exception of the road trip to North Star. We didn't play real good, and we caught North Star kind of on a hot shooting night. So we've been playing really good basketball. And then you look at last weekend, going on the road at GI and then finishing up our own home schedule with a win over Lincoln High, we feel pretty good about things right now. A key thing for us, I know a lot of coaches can say this, but when we're healthy, you know, we're fairly tough, and we present a lot of matchups for people. And, you know, outside of a couple cases of the sniffles right now, we're healthy. We're as healthy as we've been all year, and that's what you're looking for coming towards the end of the season.
I think a lot of people look at Shields and Maloli as being those team leaders, but you got a big man that can kind of do things around. You finally got that legitimate 6'9", 6'10", Jacobson kid that can do a lot of things when he's aggressive. Now, earlier in the year, I know he wasn't always aggressive like you wanted him to be, and he sat at times for lacks and lapses of that. How's he playing right now?
Well, you know, like you said, not a lot of teams and not a lot of Kearney High teams over the years have had, you know, a 6'9 guy in the post that we can just go to. And, you know, obviously Tyler Shields is a key guy for us scoring, but when we can establish TJ early in games and get him going, get him to the foul line, the kid's a good player. And like you said, aggressiveness is a key part of it. And, you know, when he's aggressive and going to the basket and playing with confidence, that allows us to do some other things with Tyler Shields, keep him on the perimeter, run him off some screens, and not play him in the post a whole lot. We still like to put Tyler in the post on occasion. Sometimes we play with two posts down there, Tyler and TJ. But I think we're at our best probably when TJ is scoring the ball in the low post and our guards are moving and passing and screening on the perimeter. That's going to be a key for our success, you know, in the postseason. You know, we've got to be balanced. We've got to get points in the paint. We've got to get to the foul line. And we've got to shoot a high percentage from the three-point line. And when we do those three things, I think we're going to be a tough team to beat in the postseason.
Scott Steinberg joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kearney High boys basketball coach playing Millard West tomorrow night. It looks like we have a concerned email here. This comes from The Riz. He wants to know how close Jacobson is to breaking the career shot block record at Kearney High.
Well, Riz's record is safe. About a third of the way through the season, I think TJ was maybe on pace, but that pace has slowed down a little bit. So you can tell Riz that the record will probably stand for a while now, because there aren't a lot of other 6'9 guys coming up in our program. It's going to be a few more years before we get any more of those guys.
You just like to see somebody that had a little talent on those record boards, and so maybe TJ will have a heck of a run here in the postseason. Coach, talk about tomorrow night's game and then kind of follow that up with the other side. I mean, I know one game at a time and all that, but I'd be shocked if North Platte isn't playing in the final on Monday against the winner of your game, but let's start with tomorrow night's game.
Millard West is a team, obviously, they played in the Metro Conference. I think any Class A coach would agree this year that the upper half of the Metro is really, really strong. And you see a lot of teams like Millard West, who maybe felt like they had a pretty good team and some talent coming into the year, that their record isn't maybe as good as they thought it could be. But when you're talking about five or six teams in that upper half of the Metro that are all approaching 20 wins, you know, that means that those teams aren't losing to anybody. So they're battle-tested. I mean, they've played Prep, they've played Benson, they've played Central, they've played South, they've played Bryan, and a lot of those teams they've played more than once. So they're 7-15 right now. They're a big athletic team. They're not maybe as quick and won't pressure the ball as much as some of those teams I just mentioned. But, you know, if you're a school like Millard West, any of the Millard schools, you're going to have big, strong physical athletes that are multi-sport kids. So I think we match up pretty well with them from that standpoint, but they're probably saying the same thing about us. They're probably looking at our kids and saying, hey, you know, we match up pretty well with Kearney too. It's going to come down to who shoots a better percentage. It's going to come down to who's a little more aggressive going to the glass. Millard West has a kid, his name's Connor Lusso, just a sophomore, averaging 18, 19 points a game. I told our guys this the other day, he reminds me a lot of Tyler Shields as a sophomore. As a sophomore, Tyler was more of a post player. Now he's kind of evolved to more of a guard. But this Lusso kid, I mean, he averages 18 points, 9 rebounds, and he scores a lot of points in the paint. And he's their foreman. Then they'll put a 6'7 or 6'8 kid in the post as well. So that'll be a key matchup. There are fours and fives versus their fours and fives. Who's going to win that battle of the paint? Who's going to score some points? And who's going to, you know, really control the glass?
Scott, offensively, if you guys can get 58 to 74 points, I mean, if it's up-tempo like that, you like your chances, don't you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've shot the ball well lately. I don't want to jinx us, but as a team, we're shooting over 40% from the three-point line. And that starts with, you know, we talked about getting the ball inside early on. If we're getting the ball inside to Tyler and TJ, you know, teams really have to honor those guys because they're tough matchups one-on-one around the basket. So when they double down, our posts have done a great job of passing this year. And our guards, when their feet are set and when they're squared to the goal, they're a pretty high percentage shooters. So if we can get some good looks from those guys, I mean, it doesn't matter where we're playing, what gym it's in, I think we're going to shoot the ball well. And, you know, we've been getting better at pushing the tempo a little bit. I still wouldn't call us a transition team. You know, the Lincoln High game the other night was almost a little bit too fast for us, but we were fortunate enough that we shot it really well. So we want to run when the opportunity's there, but, yeah, we also want to make sure that we don't forget about our big guys inside. Make sure we get them the touches that they need.
Finally, Scott, if you do get a chance to face off with North Platte on a Monday night, they've clipped you a couple times in close games this year. What is their strength?
North Platte, first of all, that game's no gimme for North Platte. Lincoln North Star has lost a lot of close games in the last month of the season, and they beat us. Granted, it was at their place, but that game I think might be a little closer than some people think in a typical one-seed versus four-seed game. But North Platte, their point guard coach's kid, Trey Moore, if he's not the leading scorer in Class A, he's darn close. He's averaging over 20 points a game. I watched them play against Lincoln Southwest the other night, and he had 32 points for the game, 25 came in the second half. When he's got it going, I don't want to say he's impossible to guard, but he is as tough of a guard in the state as there is. You know, I'd put him right up there with Jalen Bradley of Norfolk and maybe a couple of the kids from Omaha. But to beat North Platte, you have to control him, and he's such a good passer as well. If he's controlling the game and scoring and getting assists, they're tough to beat, and you're going to be even tougher to beat because they're playing in their own gym. The way the NCAA has set up the district brackets this year with the top seed hosting, that's a huge advantage. The good news for us is it's a road trip that's familiar for us. It's not like we're going into Omaha to play. We're just going down the road to North Platte, which we've done, which our kids have done, you know, a dozen times over the course of the last, you know, several years of their basketball careers.
Scott, best of luck. We'll see you at the state tournament.
Let's hope so. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. Tomorrow night's game, 7 o'clock, will be heard again on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9.
I think this team obviously had some question marks. People question them, lose back-to-back games. So they're at that holiday tournament. They're at the GNAC tournament, North Platte, Scotts Bluff, back-to-back. You're shaking your head going, whoa, Kearney High. But they rebounded really well since then.
7:15 is the tip tomorrow night. Winners play on Monday. Hey, all of our guests, including Scott here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by the fine folks at BK with two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. They're also in North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. Why not warm your innards on a day like this with a stuffed steakhouse burger, jalapenos and cheddar cheese stuffed on the inside, poblano sauce, ripe tomato, and iceberg lettuce on the outside. Get your favorite meal today at BK. We'll be back with Daddy's selections and wrap up a Friday after this.
All been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
I think it's cool that experts like NASCAR prefer Goodyear tires.
Whatever.
See, you don't even care that Goodyears were the first tires on the moon.
Do you want to pull over and see what kind of tires I have?
You don't have to. These Chevy Volts all come with Goodyears.
Wow, Goodyears?
Oh, so now you care.
Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated. Goodyear, more driven.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
One thing that fish find irresistible is live bait.
like minnows. Problem is, their appetite gets them in trouble. Uh-oh. Fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying minnows and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and stinky, crawly, luscious bait that fish just can't resist. For all your fishing bait needs and summer water toys, see the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281. For repair and used boat sales, too, log on to theboathousegi.com.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way with girls district finals Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Here on ESPN, Amherst takes on Kennesaw. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia plays Columbus SCOTUS. On The Breeze 94.5 FM, Sutton takes on Friend. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna battles Crofton. All games tip off at 7. It's high school girls district basketball championship action coming your way Friday night.
We'll see a chance for snow in our forecast today as an area of low pressure moves in from the west. Could see around an inch of accumulation possible with highs near 20. And we could pick up another 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight with a low of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sam Denisty. Right now, 9 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along as we wrap up another week here on ESPN Radio. A lot of basketball out there. We talked about it at the top of the show. There's too much going on to be on your butt at home, people. Get off the couch. Get off the love seat. Get out of the recliner. Get out and enjoy some of the great basketball, the horse racing, the boxing, the hockey. It is all going on. Indoor football tonight over at the Heartland Event Center. There's way too much going on to waste a weekend. So go out and enjoy it. And if you're feeling a little bit under the weather, get pepped up with those medications that they're going to give to you for low, low prices at USAFE Pharmacy in Kearney. They're conveniently located on 2nd Avenue, just south of the Dairy Queen, and they accept all insurance plans offered in the area. Many of their generic drugs are available for $10 for 100 days. Woo! It gives you a little extra spending cash for whatever you want to go out and do this weekend. And why wait for your prescriptions at USAFE? They are ready in 5 minutes or less on most of their prescriptions. Conveniently located just south of Dairy Queen, free mail-out delivery, two-lane drive-through. And don't forget, folks, you can text in your refill requests, and they've had some success with that here recently. So people are starting to do it. You just as well. The text number, 627-8432. That's 308-627-8432 at USAFE Pharmacy in Kearney. Daddy, you want to make somebody a winner?
Let's do. I don't see why not. Give away a Deli's Deli meal.
Oh, Big Deli Deli. Big Deli Deli. Two locations in Hastings, one in Kearney. Merritt is reaching in to the ones that we threw off to the side, and he is going to pick out a winner, and Merritt has decided as it comes out, and the winner is
Mark for a minute.
Mark, congratulations. You want to read it? Or was it funny?
I get to read it?
Yeah.
As Coach Asher was getting ready for the big game, he was putting on his bronzer when the phone rang. It was Texas calling, asking if he would come down and coach. Baloney, he proclaims. I'm staying here at St. Cecilia, and especially when they win against Grand Island Central Catholic.
Well, there you go. So congratulations to Mark. He is the winner. Daddy, give me some selections for the match play. Who will be hoisting that rather unusual-looking trophy on Sunday afternoon in
well,
the desert?
I've got Ricky Fowler, the 8 seed, meeting up with Hunter Mahan, the 5 seed in the finals, with Ricky Fowler being the world match play champion.
He thumped Phil yesterday, and it wasn't because Phil didn't play well. What do you have, 8 birdies and 6 holes or 13 holes?
See, when you get on a roll like that, those people are just unbelievably tough to stop. And also, my other prediction, I believe the number one in the world, Antonio DeMarco, will win in the boxing, the world championship fights going on at the Heartland Event Center tomorrow night. Showtime live.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. I'm taking Nebraska basketball tomorrow. You want to take the other way and get your lunch back?
No.
Nebraska men tomorrow, Iowa State, Nebraska women, Kansas. You can hear them both on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. UNK basketball hosting Shadron State tomorrow. Nebraska baseball down in Texas. Nebraska at Kearney is going to try and play Missouri Western tomorrow down in St. Joe, Missouri. So we'll see how that goes. No, wait a minute. We're going to try and play in Kansas. Let me double check that. Yeah, Chanute, Kansas. We're going to try and play in Chanute, Kansas. Supposed to be in St. Joe. We want to thank Scott Steinbrook, Zach Maynard for joining us today. Have fun at Bonner Park or whatever you do this weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.